Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to continue to share about just the amazing blessing, the amazing opportunity that God gives us to be in relationship with Him, and some of the things that can happen when we just take that for granted. Mm-hmm. And we think we've got God figured out. I don't know what is it about man that always wants to put God in some sort of box. You know, mm-hmm. we were made in God's image. You know, God wasn't made in our image. And we love to give God human characteristics, but God is not a human being. We're human beings.
Right.
He is a spirit. We're human beings. So we need to relate to Him. Those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You know what I mean? He is a spirit. And hopefully we get a chance to talk more about that too as well. But, you know, Lord laid on my heart, you know, that oftentimes when we're speaking to folks and maybe to young people, maybe you've been told like, hey, you know, you've got a purpose in life. And, you know, we train children all their life to go to school, to get an education, to do what? To get a
job.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know, 12 years, you know, you get 12 grades, then you got to go to college, and then there's graduate school, then you could maybe get your doctorate, or maybe you could go to, you know, become a doctor, a lawyer, what have you. And we train children and we teach children to get a job.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And we tell them you got to have a purpose. And so you have some young people that they're like stressed out because they haven't figured out what they're going to do with their entire life. I'm in the 11th, I'm in the 10th grade, I'm in the 5th grade, and I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I don't know what job I'm going to do, this one job. And most people in college, I mean, first 2 years, they have no idea. Some people take 6 years, 8 years to finish because they don't know what they're going to do with their life.
Yeah.
And there's such an amazing amount of pressure for people to try to figure this thing out, when I think that we should just tell, and particularly believers, hey, why don't you just relax for a little bit? Understand that God, He's writing a story here.
Mm-hmm.
Relax. In fact, He's been writing, He's always existed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But the story on earth is about 6,000 years old. And over a 6,000-year period of time, He's allowed you this little, you know, blip to come up on the screen.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so maybe you may live 50, 30, 70, maybe 100 years, but in that small vapor called life, you can experience some extreme highs. Mm. You can experience some extreme lows. But understand that He's writing a story. He's writing a story, and the most important thing for you to do, no matter what age or what stage you are in life, is to love Him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And to do whatever is before you as if you're doing it unto Him. That's what Colossians says. Do your work as if you're doing it unto the Lord.
Right.
So many people are trying to define themselves by what they do for employment, and they're not giving God any credit, as opposed to whatever they do. Whatever they do.
Mm-hmm.
Sweep, attorney, doctor, whatever. You know, cook, whatever. You're doing it unto God. And so live in that moment. And so God is writing a story, and understand that He has a script for you, right? This is what I would tell him. God has a script for you. He's writing it out, and it works really, really good, this story, when you cooperate with the writer of this story. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you have a role to play. There's other characters that are going to come into your life. They're going to play a role, you know, and you have to interact with them. But you got to keep God at the forefront. God, what do you want me to do at this season in my life? Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do in this act,
right,
or this chapter of the story, and do it wholeheartedly?
Yeah.
But oftentimes we get in trouble. We get in trouble when we reach over and say, God, I just don't like this season, this chapter, this act that I'm in right now. Can you give me the pen? Can you? I'm ready to be the superhero. I'm ready to be the. I'm ready to do this thing in my life. And God's like, not ready.
Yeah.
Not ready. I'm working on your character.
Uh-huh.
Literally. I'm working on your character in this play, in this story that I'm drawing. And I'm developing. If you ever watched a movie or a drama, you'll realize that the person was on a journey. At one at one point of the person's life, they were, you know, washing dishes maybe, or they were just, you know, doing whatever. And then as the story progresses, you see that through a series of events, through different circumstances that happened in their life, one thing led to the other. And then, you know, they became a king, or they became the president, or they became whatever. But people, you know, you can't put the cart before the horse. It's like, slow, settle down here. Don't be in a race to try to achieve something in your own flesh,
right,
but enjoy the present. I think a lot of times people are robbed from being fully present in their life, from being fully engaged in what is set before them, because they're never satisfied and they're looking over the fence to what's next or what I can be doing, or all these lofty ideas. And it's like, dude, dudette, you know what I'm saying? You ain't even ready for that. Yeah. You know, if God said yes now, you'd fall apart. You'd lose it in a second.
Wow. Right.
Enjoy where you're at on the journey to where you're going.
Mm.
To where God, he's developing the story. He's developing the character. He's developing it. So you're going to experience some great things. Don't be tempted to snatch the pen out of his hand and try to write your own role in.
Right.
Because you know what? You're not the writer. Mm-mm. He's the writer of the story. He's the one that knit you in your mother's womb. He's the one that knew you before the foundations of the earth. He's the one that knows what your tomorrow is going to look like before you do. So it's important that we inquire of him and to relax a little bit and to enjoy what he's developing in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, we can be fully present. We can be fully engaged. We can allow God to develop our character and who we are as he progressively brings us into the future. And I think about, you know, oftentimes where people get tempted to pick up God's pen is when they experience, Pat, tremendous tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Steve, when they think it's a tragedy. It's like, this ain't a tragedy. You just got busted. This is not a, you know, you're just facing some consequences.
Yeah.
But when people face certain difficulties in their life, then they're tempted to change the script. It's like, can we get past this now? I really don't want to be doing this in this season of my life. I want to be doing that.
Yeah.
And I think about King David. You know, God was writing his story, if you will. And Pat, he goes from a nameless and faceless boy who's tending a couple sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, he was presented with this opportunity of just bringing some lunch to his brothers who were on the front lines. And they were getting ready to, they're fighting Goliath. And in this one moment, this one season in his life, he goes from being a nobody, Steve, to facing Goliath,
the giant,
taking his head off, having songs being written from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went from, you know, Saul killed his thousands and David killed his tens of thousands. And he goes, Steve, I mean, just from that season in life, the next chapter brought him instant fame.
Mm-hmm.
It brought him wealth. It brought him tremendous favor with the king. I mean, at a certain point, David finds himself sitting at the king's table.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a chair at the king's table. He's best friends with the king's son. And the king said, you're going to marry my daughter. I mean, David's in there. He's like, man, life is grand. You know what I'm saying? I am in the circle. You know what I'm saying? I don't thank you, Father Jesse. You know what I'm saying? That was an awesome day when you told me to bring these guys some lunch. And here I am serving the king.
Mm-hmm.
And just like that, he went on this rise from being a little shepherd boy to being typically what someone would say on top of his game or hitting the zone in his life. And within a short amount of time, it all went away. What do you do with that in life? What do you do when things are going well and you're working hard and doors are opening for you, and all of a sudden it's like, it's gone? Well, David goes on this journey. And so throughout this journey, you know, I'm sure we're going to have to go to break here soon, but he goes on this journey, and we talk about the story that God's writing. And we want to encourage you. Listen, God's writing a story. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Understand that Listen, just walk with him. That's the most important thing you could ever tell anyone. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. Live for him only. Inquire of him. Seek his face and let him guide you every step of the way. We come back. We're going to continue to talk about David and how God is the author of all life. We were just talking about how God's writing a story. God's writing a story, and hopefully we... Let's not mess it up. That's what I tell myself. Don't mess it up, John. Don't mess it up. I mean, he's writing a story.
Yeah.
And we're just a character in the play. We're just a character in the drama. We're not the main character. We're just a character, you know? Mm. He's developing our character within the character. And he's the one that's in charge. And oftentimes we're frustrated when we try to pick up the pen and write our own story in our own way. And God's like, dude, this is not going to work out for you. You need to allow me to do what I'm going to do in your life. And we're talking about David and how David went from a shepherd boy all the way to the highest you could imagine in the kingdom of Israel. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's sitting at the king's table, got favor with the king, his wealth, you know, what you would think would be maybe fame or favor. And like, he's the man right now. The guy, he's got a hit song on Jerusalem 100, you know? I mean, he's got it going on. And all of a sudden... He's a nobody now, yeah. Seeming what the world would call a nobody. He loses everything. He loses favor with Israel, with the king of Israel, Saul. Pat, he's got no money.
Mm-hmm.
He's got no sword.
Right.
He doesn't even have food. I mean, it's like, so he went from being in, you know, having all these friends and just enjoying, you know, this wonderful season in his life, and now that season was over. And life can be like that. Mm. You know, you'll go through seasons of just awesomeness and blessing and just great things happening. And all of a sudden, you know, you enter into another season.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, what about that last season? That was kind of good.
Yeah, right.
What's going on now? Hey. But God's preparing you. He's developing your character in the drama. Just hang in there, right? So David goes around. He has to go to a priest for the sword. The priest is like, here's some bread, you know. And we find David later on. I mean, he's building himself up. You know, he gets a band of followers that were just, you know, distraught. And they had a whole bunch of issues, you know what I'm saying? So,
bunch of riffraff.
Yeah. So, you know, David's like, okay, you know, this is my lot. I'm trying to make right with King Saul. Well, every time I talk to him, I'm getting spears thrown at me. I'm being set up, and I'm, you know, I'm having these encounters with them, and every single time, you know, 2, 3, 4 encounters, I think that possibly maybe I can have favor back again, and I can, you know, do what maybe God's called me to do, and I can, you know, but it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And you can imagine David saying, the story is not supposed to be like this. God is not, you said I was going to be a king, you know? Mm. And I think so many people are, you know, believers are so, can be so messed up because they got this prophetic word. You know what I mean? It's like, well, God told me when I was 3, I was going to be like, hey, take that prophetic word and put that on the shelf. This is for somebody, believe me. Put that on the shelf and enjoy who God made you to be.
Mm-hmm.
A son or a daughter of God. That's the highest place you could ever be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a son of the king, a son of God, a daughter of God, hey, life is grand. But don't try to live up to something that maybe was spoken over. So you can imagine David saying, but the king, how is it ever going to be? How can I be the king? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How is this going to fit here if the king now is trying to kill me, you know, if that's what was his frame of mind. So David, you know, winds up getting a band of men together, and he even had to seek refuge amongst the enemies. I mean, you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at all the scenes in David's life, and he has to take refuge in the outskirts of where the Philistines were. And at one point, and I'm just kind of fast-forwarding a lot here, but at one point, you know, the king of Gath, Achish, was getting ready to basically fight Israel. And David comes out with his fighting men, and... You know, apparently David had tremendous favor.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting himself to a certain place. He had men that he was leading. They were doing these raiding parties where they were just capturing all this loot and all this stuff from all these other surrounding areas. And you know, he had an agreement with the king of Akish here, you know. It was like, hey, I'll allow you to have these areas, and we got this agreement going on.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he had a lot of favor with this king. But the other men, there was a problem. And this is what a king Akish says in 1 Samuel chapter 29, verse 9. He says, Akish answered, I know that you have been as pleasing in my eyes as an angel of God. This is what he says about David.
Wow.
You've been as pleasing in my eyes. Nevertheless, the Philistine commanders have said that you must not go with us into battle.
Mm.
I mean, you're my boy now. We're down. You know what I'm saying? But these guys are not trusting you.
Yeah.
And I have to follow this here. I'm going to have to send you away. So David's like, great. You know, I got these men following me. You know, now what? You know, this is what seemingly looked like a disrespect here.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to go back. Well, he goes all the way back now to Ziklag where they've been camping. And they, to his probably shock and utter surprise, Ziklag, where they were, was totally raided, totally ransacked. They took all of their children. They took their wives. They burned their village. And the word of God says that David and his men wept bitterly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just, can you imagine, bawled their eyes out at that type of devastation? And you look at it, it's like, oh my goodness, look at this. What happened here? What happened? What's going on? You know, oftentimes, again, you know, life has those moments where maybe it's an untimely passing of someone. Everything was going great in your life professionally, but relationally, your family is in dishevels, you know? Maybe your things are going wonderful at home. The marriage is being blessed. The children are just doing wonderful. You know, they're excelling in school and they're getting along, you know? But then maybe it's your own personal economy that's struggling,
right?
You know? Maybe your economy and everything is great. You're serving the Lord. You're involved in the ministry and all this is good. But you have an ailment and you are sick in your body.
Mm.
And you're struggling with, am I even going to live? I mean, you know, I've got to deal with this sickness. Something about sickness is you got to deal with it. You can't make it go away.
Right.
It's your body. You wake up with it. You go to sleep with it. You got to deal with it. Here it is. And it's like, here I find myself in this season of my life. And I'm in a difficult situation, and you're either tempted to give up, you know, fall apart, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I hear David, this is what David does. The first thing he does is that he encourages himself in the Lord, because these men were now talking about stoning him.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about killing him.
Right.
It's like, okay, you know, the king, the thing, I mean, okay, is this how it's going to end? Is this how it's going to end?
Wow.
Just when I thought I was making a comeback,
right.
Just when I thought it was getting better, is this how it's going to end? I want to be stoned out of here after I lost my wife. I mean, is this it?
Mm-hmm.
And then after he encouraged himself, it's very interesting. He didn't inquire of the Lord first. He strengthened himself. He strengthened his faith first. Then he inquired of the Lord. I think there's a principle there that we can inquire God when we're stirred up in our faith and remembering what God has done. Then we seek the Lord from a place of position of faith, from a position of being stirred of the wonders of the Lord and what he's already done. Now, God, I set my face to, you know, to what you have to say. I tune my ears to your voice. I am full of all the things that you have done already in my life, and so I'm ready for the next direction. What do you say, God? Mm-hmm. What do you say?
Yeah.
And so God tells him, yeah, go back over there. Go get them. Go get your family. Go pull them all in here. You know, I'll give you victory.
All right.
Long story short, he finds a guy that was captive. They tell him exactly where it is. They defeat the people that took the family and the kids. Mm. They come back with all of this loot and all of this stuff. And then some of the men are like, don't give it to those guys. David's like, hey, this is a blessing right here. We're gonna give all this loot with everybody. And David starts just divvying up all this loot all across, you know, give it to this priest and give it to those people. And you're just grateful.
Mm-hmm.
When you come back from the brink, when you come back from a bad chapter in the story that God is writing, what seemingly seems to be a bad chapter, hold on. Don't make any rash decisions. Don't make a turn. Don't give up. Don't lose it, because Act 3 is coming. God's still penning he's still penning it. He's still writing it. And would you know that I believe 6 days later from Ziklag, David, because of what happened in that battle that he stepped away from, mm-hmm. King Saul was killed in there, Jonathan was killed, and it was a transition that occurred. It was so stormy. Mm-hmm. Things happen in life like that where things were going well and everything is just converging at one time, and you went in, you know, the week started like this on Monday, and by Sunday, mm-hmm. 10 different things changed in my entire life, it happens.
Wow.
And that was one of those convergent moments in his life where he went from Ziklag, total devastation, to becoming the king of Hebron in 6 days. And then later he became the king of all of Israel. Listen, don't give up. Be encouraged today. God is writing a story. Take the pressure off. Enjoy being a son and a daughter of the king. Live for God fully in the role that he has for you today. And as you're faithful, loving on him, doing what God's called you to do, being fully engaged and present, he will be the one to develop you and bring you into this next season, into this next open place for you so that you can flourish and do more great exploits for him. God's writing a story. Let's do our very best not to mess it up. Let's cooperate with the writer and the author of life. We've been talking about how God is writing a story. And oftentimes that, you know, people have the tendency to get caught up in and not enjoying the season where they're at. There's no, you know, gratefulness. They get caught up. There's a tendency to be thinking about a better place or a better time. And there's nothing wrong with having vision. Mm. There's nothing wrong with seeing yourself moving forward. But there is something wrong with not being fully engaged where you're at in the season in your life. Because you're in that season for a reason. God has allowed you to enter that season. So the question is, God, what do you have for me here? What do you have in this season? How am I to respond? What do you have me to do?
Mm.
And when you're walking with the Lord and you're living a surrendered life, it's like, God, whatever you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not your job. You're not your ministry. You're not your role. If you're a believer, you're a son or a daughter of God.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that love, out of sonship, allow God to bring you into that place that he wants you to bring. He's writing a story. Just don't pick up the pen. Don't mess it up. Yeah. Don't kill yourself in the play. Don't sabotage the whole program here. You know what I mean? Because, you know, he'll bring characters in your life and he'll develop it along the way. But there's nothing like a beautiful life that's been surrendered to the Lord. And you can see how God was every which, you know,
mm-hmm.
he was there at every turn. He was there at every moment. But if you lose sight of that, then you'll resent where you're at, and then you'll start being tempted to want to make your own way. And,
mm-hmm.
and God would...
Jump to the end of the book.
Yeah. No. God, see, I was thinking it should go like this. Right. Can you write in for me that I needed this type of house and this type of... Mm-hmm. You know, or... Whatever.
Yeah, you can't skip process.
No.
Like I've learned over there, you just can't skip it.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, he's very patient. He has no problem. If you want to skip it, hey, it's all right. He'll let you go around that mountain one more
again.
Time. And again.
We've been here before. We've been here before.
This looks familiar. You're really familiar.
Isn't that something?
I'm ready to turn the page on that one.
Yeah, it's amazing, too. It's like all of a sudden we'll find ourselves in a place, and like, you know, all of a sudden you look back and you're like, oh, that was the importance of that.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
And it starts to... Things start to come into focus, and you start to understand those mountain journeys, and you're thankful for them because at the time, not so much.
Mm-mm.
But they definitely serve a purpose.
Don't they? And also, too, about Ziklag. I mean, have you guys ever experienced a Ziklag in your life where it's total devastation? You just, like, the wind got sucked out of you for that moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, whatever we were planning, it's over for right now. It's just... Mm-hmm. Stop.
Right.
Stop. The wind has been, you know, what do I do? I mean, have you experienced those before in your life?
Definitely.
That was a big butt. He's like,
Well, I just...
I mean...
Well, to me, I just think about those devastating moments when I was in the military.
Mm.
And those, you know... I won't go into too much of depth, but it's just like those days of loss of just absolute travesty and hardship that it's taken me a long time to get through. And it's through the relationships that God has placed around me now that helps me live my life to that much more life and that mm-hmm. much more of just like,
helps you appreciate your own life more.
Yeah. Yeah. And for the longest time I would get caught up in remembering those moments. And while the whole time I was neglecting my own, my own gift of having life. Mm-hmm. And I just think about it. It's just like a lot of times we can get focused on the zigzags, but forget the purpose that the zigzag was for mm-hmm. in my life.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? These zigzag moments, these devastating moments that take the wind out of us, there's just opportunity for us to cry out to God mm-hmm. and say, God, what do you have next? I mean, I'm sure David was like, this is over. Mm-hmm. This is over. But he had no idea that a coronation day was coming. See, coronation day is coming. The blessing is coming. He's going to be a king.
Right.
The coronation day was coming, but if he got stuck at Ziklag, if he got stuck and shut down and gave up and quit and said, oh, serving you, God, and I just got offended, and so I'm just going to give up. Mm. Well, okay. See if that works for you. You know, mm-hmm. we'll see you on that mountain later, a little later. Mm-hmm. This was doing so good, and I was trying, but then... It's like, no, hang in there. Hang in there. And you hang in there by, you know, you hear someone say, well, that's easier said than done. Well, listen, you got to go back to basics, right? I mean, if you left your abiding, go back to basics. Mm-hmm. Go back to 101 and go back to the things you did before, right? Mm-hmm. And spend time with the Lord. Slow down enough. Understand that, you know, only pride is in a rush. You're always in a rush and you're always trying to make things happen. Understand that that's a position of pride. Mm-hmm. But humility, a spirit of humility, is always okay with, all right, God.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here. Mm-hmm. You know, he made him. He makes you lie down in green pastures. Right. You know what I'm saying? He makes you lie down. If you're causing me to lie down in this pasture, I don't know if it's green right now, but if you're causing me to lie down here, then there's a reason.
Yeah,
there's a reason. This is where I will be. And so we got to take that with, okay, all right, Lord, now what?
Well, it makes me think about a lot of times too, if you think about like in, I don't know if it's more like in sports or just those hardship moments, but, you know, I've heard it said before that success is holding on for 1 minute longer or holding on for 5 more minutes. If you would just push through those last couple seconds when you think it's over and you just hold on that little bit, you find out, that was the end. Yeah. That was those last steps, those last few moments.
Yeah. And you're right. Most of these games, you look at these sporting events, it always comes down to the last 2 minutes. I mean, you play an hour, you know, play 2 hours of a sport, but it always comes down to the last couple of minutes. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. And you don't know in life when those last 2 minutes are. And so we can begin to really enjoy. Oftentimes, I speak to a lot of folks in my encounters. I know you guys do too. But it seems a lot of times that people are just kind of chugging through, pressing on, just trying to make it till Tuesday, trying to make it to Friday.
Yeah,
trying to make it to the weekend.
Yeah, trying to make it to the weekend, and they live for the weekend. So they live, it's like, and then if the weekend is rainy or something happened, it's like,
what do we do? Yeah. Their whole life is wrecked.
Yeah. They have to work on a Saturday, it's done. It is horrible. And it's like, no, live every day. Live every day to the fullest. Don't live for a weekend or for a holiday. I mean, really, it's like they have, I call that calendar folks, right? Because it's like, okay, well, I know that, you know, start off with New Year's. It's the New Year's in January. They're excited, you know, and they're planning the Super Bowl party in February, you know, March, you know, is spring right around the corner is, you know, resurrection and Easter Sunday, you know. Then you know that May, the kids get out of school. Then you know we got summer vacation between June and August. You know, it's like, you know, October, we got Halloween or whatever, and then Thanksgiving, and then we got Christmas. And it's like all these months, people get caught up with these events and holidays that all they're living their life is for calendar dates. Mm-hmm. Mm. They're not living every single day.
What about today?
Yeah, with passion for this adventure with God. Mm-hmm. And so the story that he is writing becomes so much more enriched when you actually get involved in the process.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida. to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.